this is your last game at BYU. How fitting is it that you play Utah in your final game?
Oh, it's perfect. I mean, that's awesome. Having not played, I can't remember, maybe last year was the only time, and then now we get to play them this year. I think it's great because, I mean, that's part of the reason, why we love both of our schools, because we know we get to play each other. We know the rivalries that we've grown up around it, and it's something that I think everyone thrives on.
Head coach Bronco Mendenhall, obviously leaving the Virginia, taking a lot of the offensive staff with him and a couple of defensive guys. What is that? How much does that affect the team? How much of a motivating factor is that?
We're really excited for Coach, and it's a great opportunity for him. Same time for us. We want to win, for him. He's done so much for the program and really, flip the program around from what it was. I mean, been going off, I think, 3 straight losing seasons before, and then Bronco came in as head coach and just really turned the whole thing around, and been to, I think, bowl games since. And so, I mean, it's been fun, and excited to play on Saturday.
Where do you see it from the Utah film that's going to be a challenger, maybe some things he can take advantage of?
Yeah. They have a great team, and they have there's some really good players, and for us as a defense, they're really big up front, and I feel like that's where their strength is. They have great old linemen, and so it's going to be important for us to be able to do our jobs and our responsibility in order to win the game up front.
How does this game rank up against all the bowl games you've been to in the past?
Yeah, I mean bowl games are always fun. I've been going, not playing them, I've been to a lot, and playing, I've been to the last few, and this one's different because you're playing against your rival, and it's in state rival, and it's a big deal. So there's that extra added urge or whatever, that you want to win and you want to represent your best, the best, or your school to the best of your ability.
You guys haven't played in the past couple of years, but there's always some familiarity between Utah and BYU players, between recruiting or whatever you do. How much familiarity is there between you and some of the Utah guys?
Oh yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot. I know a lot of those guys growing up playing with them. Some of them really good friends, and that's always how it's been, though. There's always guys on BYU and guys on Utah that are always good friends, family, that just want to go out there and play and really do a good job. And so I think that's what adds to the rivalry.
Do you and Pete Tatawaipun have a defensive end competition, a little something on the side?
Bird gang. No. I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet, but I'm sure I will. I've always loved watching him play, and so it'll be fun to see him out there.